now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various platforms and devices in which you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you please explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. There's so many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you, and I'm going to run them all down right now, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a list of live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Again, wealth of on-demand content, app versatility, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Summer, we appreciate you being there for us and protecting the rights that many of us take for granted. Thank you so much.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will set the table and start knocking things down for this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. 800-878-PLAY is the way to weigh in via the telephone. On Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick it off right after this short timeout.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nothing is in this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. I've never lived in this community. I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
Well, some are a little more pumped than others, and we'll get to that here in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, and of course at Joe Spano 56. If Twitter is more your thing, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we set the table for this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack?
We sure will, Bob. Our focus throughout hour number one and probably rolling into hour number two is all things Major League Baseball, from the saga that took place and the situation that took place this weekend in Chicago with Chris Sale and the White Sox, to Aroldis Chapman looking like he's going to have a new home for the rest of the year and perhaps beyond. We'll address all the other rumors around Major League Baseball as the trade deadline quickly approaches. We'll give a quick wrap-up of Baseball Hall of Fame weekend. And then as time permits, we'll roll into the NFL, as there's a couple of stories we need to dive into, not the least of which is the unfortunate and untimely passing of Denny Green at the tender age of 67, and Le'Veon Bell missing several drug tests after last season's difficult offseason and being suspended two games as a result of his DUI and marijuana situation from last year. So we'll talk about what's coming up in the future of Le'Veon Bell and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll also talk Denny Green. So that's pretty much where we're going to go. A lot of Major League Baseball, a little bit of NFL in, I guess, the back nine of the show. Your calls are welcome all the way through at 800-878-PLAY, that number 800-878-7529, or on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Bob, what do you say we dive right in and we set the table for everybody as it relates to what happened between Chris Sale and the White Sox, for those of you that may have been out of town this weekend or whatever, and then we'll weigh in with our thoughts.
Works for me. Sports has officially gotten strange for me, and evidently it goes into the city of Chicago. There must be something in the water, and it transported it from Florida to Chicago, and maybe it's in the unis. Oh, wait, maybe that's not a good subject, but holy moly. You take it back to the LaRoche nonsense during spring training, where he steps out because of the fact that his kid wasn't allowed to travel as a permanent mascot of the team. And then the team itself looking to make a buck, which is, you know, they got to pay exorbitant salaries. So they want to go back to the ugly Wilbur Wood era throwback unis of the Chicago White Sox. And Chris Sale takes a machete to him and decides that he doesn't want to do it, dresses down the general manager and goes BS, you know what, crazy. And they suspend him for 5 days. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, you wish you were if you're a Chicago White Sox fan or a member of the organization, but the realities are that you can't. And you mentioned the Adam LaRoche situation, and Chris Sale was one of the more vocal participants in this, and he had a very contentious meeting with Ken Williams, who's now the president of the Chicago White Sox, and their meeting didn't end well.
No.
It was one where, well, both sides agreed to disagree, but they didn't agree to disagree in particularly unpleasant fashion. And Chris Sale left his meeting with Ken Williams quite upset with how everything transpired between the White Sox and Adam LaRoche and his son. And he was one of many White Sox players that was extremely upset by how all that went down. He was the most vocal of those. And Chris Sale is known to be a player with an incredibly short temper. He's a beloved teammate and a hell of a player. But he's known to have a quick fuse, and he's known for some of these irrational, dare we say, outbursts. And I'm not justifying it. I'm just setting the table as where we are with this organization. Sale is not overly happy with the White Sox organization. You take the LaRoche situation and how poorly he feels that was handled. He didn't like his meeting and what was said to him by Ken Williams. So he walked out of that meeting unhappy. All of a sudden, over the last week or so, you've heard Chris Sale attached to trade rumors. So you put that all together with, we're going to make you wear a jersey on Saturday night that you don't like wearing because it's an uncomfortable jersey for you to wear with the collar and everything else. And a guy prone to irrational temper tantrums has one and cuts all the jerseys up. I mean, that's basically what happened here. And and in many ways, you know, having to wear those jerseys on the night he's pitching is a little bit of a break from tradition. For those of you that aren't aware, traditionally in baseball, if you're a team that has multiple uniforms, be it at home or on the road, traditionally that day or that night's starting pitcher chooses what uniform combination that you wear. Well, this was a home game where the White Sox had, as you talked about, put together a promotion, a throwback night promotion, which meant that there was no choice for Chris Sale to have to wear these uniforms. And that, along with everything else that we talked about, set him off. He expressed his displeasure to Rick Hahn, the general manager, and it fell on deaf ears because what they basically told him was, Chris, we have a promotion going on here, and you're going to have to wear these uniforms because, well, we got a promotion that it revolves around, and if the team doesn't go out and wear those, you're going to cost us money, and that's not something we're going to let you do. And then it all escalated from there. He goes to everybody's locker, cuts up the uniform tops while the rest of the team is out at batting practice.
Yeah, and a petulant child is what it is. And I've heard all the excuses. Oh, he's high strung. Oh, he's a big competitor. Oh, he's this. He's got a short fuse, but he acknowledges the short fuse, and so it's okay. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is when the inmates are starting to run the asylum. And you know something, Chris? How do you think your big-time salary is paid? By doing things along these lines. It's not just this, but they do things like this all year long. You talked about the tradition of letting the starting pitcher choose the unis that are going to be decided upon that given day. Okay, great. So on this particular day, on this particular start, you didn't get that option to decide which. Oh, so let's go to all the lockers and cut them up, stomp your feet, cuss out the GM, show how ignorant a child you are, yet again, albeit a talented child. Hold your breath, let your face get red, and look like a complete horse's ass on a professional level. I couldn't, when I'm reading this, Joe, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This is just an example of the spoiled, pampered athlete out of control. Out of control. You work for these people. They don't work for you. It doesn't work that way. You put on your uniform, you're not happy about it, you express your displeasure to your general manager privately and make sure that it doesn't happen again on a day that you're throwing. That's the extent of it. not cutting up unis and looking like a horse's ass.
You're right about him being a petulant child and not conducting himself well, 100%. The punishment, extremely minor. He was scratched from Saturday's start, and that's the only start he misses. He ends up getting suspended 5 days, and he comes back and he returns
right
for his next start Thursday against the Cubs, and it's business as usual. So, you know, again, not showing a lot of maturity. And, I get that he's high-strung, hot-tempered, and he's prone to these irrational outbursts. Certainly doesn't make it right. I will put a little bit, and when I say a little bit, I mean a little bit of culpability on the White Sox organization, and I'll explain next here on The Attack. We'll take your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of the Spano and Black Attack as we talk about Chris Sale next here on The Attack. You keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. We're talking about Chris Sale, the Chicago White Sox, and Joe wanted to chime in on why the White Sox are partially to blame for this, and I think I know where he's going, but we'll find out.
You're probably right. You probably do know where I'm going, and believe me, you know, in laying out blame here, if you were to put percentages on it, it's 90-10 sale. There's no excuse for any professional in any given field of endeavor to throw a hissy fit like this for what really is a very, very small reason. I get it. He's a professional athlete, and he wants to be as comfortable as he can so he can perform at his best. But as you said, you expressed your concerns, and I'm sure Rickon, the GM, said, listen, it's a promotion night. And it's your and post All-Star game, when we set the rotation, your start came out on post on this night, and you know, for better or worse, and we're sorry, but you got to throw with these jerseys. Normally, it's the time-honored tradition. You would choose what uniforms we'd wear on your night pitching, but this is not a normal night. It's a promotion. It's set in place. It's on the calendar. It generates revenue, which, as you said, is how we help pay your salary. And there's really not much we can do about it, Chris. You got to wear the uniforms. You can stomp out. You can be mad. But what you do is you suck it up and you go out there and pitch to the best of your ability. Not take a scissors to the entire, you know, locker room and cut up everybody's jerseys. You know, it's immature. It's wrong. It's silly. And it's, you know, one of these derisive type things. These are the type of things that can divide a locker room. If this is one of your leaders and this is your star player, it's no surprise in some ways that you've not lived up to expectations this year. It doesn't show much leadership. You know, again, we both have our opinion on the Adam Drake LaRoche situation, and it was a little different than many people within the White Sox clubhouse. That said, you know, getting into an argument with Ken Williams, I understand that a little bit. I still think he was pretty wrong there as well. So I think when you assess blame in this and you want to lay it out on, in percentages, this is 90% on Chris Sale. This is not how you handle things. This is not how an adult accords himself, and you're 100% right in that regard. Where I'll put a touch of blame on the White Sox, and you can even debate this because you can say, hey, the guy works for you. You don't have to ask his permission. This is just the way it is. But as soon as the White Sox had set their post-All-Star game rotation, they knew if things stayed on course that Chris Sale was going to be pitching on the night that they wear the throwback jerseys. And this is not the first time that he's voiced his displeasure and his concerns concerning these jerseys. Give him a heads up. I don't know that it changes anything except giving him more time to stew on it. But give him a heads up. That's the only thing and the only place where I can lay blame at the feet of the Chicago White Sox. Because the one thing I'm not doing, I'm not altering my post-All-Star game rotation to have Chris Sale avoid pitching with a throwback jersey on, because this is not the reaction I would have expected from any sane or rational human being.
Well,
so there's the small percentage of blame that I'll put on the White Sox, and it's a very small percentage, somewhere around 10% or perhaps less.
You know something? I can agree with that, but I don't even know that that didn't happen. You talked about being able to stew on it, and maybe he did stew on it. Maybe he had a heads up where this was going to happen. And this
all indications, Bob, not to cut you off, were that they didn't give him any indication.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
I've read some articles coming out of the Chicago local media, you know, guys that are around that team every day, and there's an indication that he wasn't given a heads-up warning.
Okay. You know, I was reading David Hoff's article out of the Chicago Trib, and, you know, I kind of got that indication, too. I don't know 100%, but, you know, let's go for the sake of discussion here that he didn't get a heads-up. I'll agree with you. They should have done that because of the tradition, because of the fact he has voiced displeasure before that particular uni he's not overly comfortable pitching in. I get all that. But to take something that, honestly, if you look at it from a human being / mature adult perspective and blow it up into shredding uniforms and suspensions and everything else just on a fact of miscommunication. I'll even put the blame on the White Sox in a bigger fashion, in that we should have gone down. Chris, we screwed up. We should have talked to you about this before it was scheduled, but we put all this marketing into it now. We've invested money into it. We're looking to get X, Y, and Z dollars out of return on this, and we apologize. This is what happened. Well, this sucks. You guys have done this before. I told you I'm not comfortable in this. But we get it. I understand why you're ticked. Completely understand it. Won't happen again. Okay. And you go off and you grumble and you make your start. That's what it should have consisted of. Not some off-the-hook, irrational, violent, sociopath response to something as simple as a miscommunication. And that's ultimately, Joe, what it came down to. You know, we talked about the LaRoche thing, and I want to go back in that direction for a second. It was a given that the kid traveled with him. He was given a little bit of special privilege. Special privilege has always gone on in all athletics. But it was a certain degree where the teammates didn't feel uncomfortable with it. This came from the front office. It would be like you and me. We went down to Army-Navy, and you got your two wonderful dogs. You know, and all the other times that we do something, you're allowed to work with your dogs. But on Army-Navy, they told you, no, you can't work with the dogs because we're in a public venue, and you throw a pissy fit.
Right.
You know, you just can't do this.
See, here's the difference between, and I want to cut you off here, and then I'll let you run back with this, but here's the difference between you, me, and I guess, you know, by all accounts, a very nice guy in Adam LaRoche, but on some levels spoiled, and then Chris Sale. Here's the deal. I have a habit of not imposing
right
my life on others. And everybody says, well, what do you mean, Joe? Well, I love my dogs, and they travel everywhere. I take them everywhere I can take them. But I don't impose them upon everybody else and my work environment by bringing them to work. Well, I wouldn't do that. You know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing when you go to some. Let me finish. It's the same thing. You go to somebody's house, right? Somebody invites you to your house, to their house, and you show up, and they go, "Well, how come you didn't bring the dogs? You didn't tell me I could bring my dogs, or should."
Right.
I will never show up on, you know, with my animals anywhere unexpectedly. Oh, I thought it'd be okay. No. I don't do that. I won't impose my life upon others. And Adam LaRoche bringing Drake into that clubhouse on the level that he did, first of all, I don't think it was healthy for the kid. And I think it was a little bit of selfish parenting by the dad. And we got into that back when it happened.
Right,
that said,
right.
He's also imposing his lifestyle on everybody he works with. And I don't think that that's necessarily the most appropriate thing to do. Same thing here with Chris Sale. You don't like the throwback uniforms. You imposed, you know, your take on the workplace upon everybody else by cutting up all the jerseys.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, and I want to take it back to what you said, let's just go on the assumption that, you know, our boss had said, you know something, Joe, it's okay. And, you know, we talked to Bob. He has no issue with it. You guys are working at X, Y, and Z, and, you know, he likes the dogs, too. They're cute. We don't give a damn if they bark in the background every once in a while. It's okay. Go ahead and do it. But in this particular instance, we need you to make an exception because of the fact that we plan this out. There's promotion involved. We're involved with USAF, USA, whatever that is, the insurance outfit.
USAA.
And, yeah, you know, and this is all good. And, you know, this one time you're not going to be able to travel because it's going to be an imposition, blah, 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 blah. Well, bleep you, blah, 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 blah.
I'm not coming. I'll work from home. Let Bob do everything.
You know something? I'll embarrass David Robinson. I'll embarrass the commandant of the Naval Academy. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z because you guys are blah, blah, blah. What, are you kidding me? What, are you kidding me? You're an adult.
Not how I
you're,
operate.
Yeah, no, but I'm just using it as the example. It would be the same exact parallel, you know, because of this one particular time. So, like I said, I will agree with you to a point, and I think it's a legit point. There should have been a better line of communication. And evidently, that's something that is a particular failing of this front office. But on the other side of the coin, I don't feel that front offices have a need to explain every single move, every dot, every comma, every Frost tea to employees. And ultimately, that's what they are. They are employees.
Again, to round out your analogy, it'd be like, you know, I have the meeting with Darren or the people at USAA or the people at Army Navy, and they explain to me I can't bring the dogs. And I said, why not? I said, well, because. You know, and they give me whatever reason, and I don't necessarily agree with the reason. And they're like, well, it's fine that you don't agree, but this is our decision. So there's really not much you can do about it. Sometimes we don't need your permission for our decisions.
Right.
We're just going to do something. We've imposed this and we've done this unilaterally without your consent. It's just the way it works. So that said, on the other side, me and Bob see this the same way. You can weigh in with your thoughts on Chris Sale and his lack of maturity at 800-878-PLAY. But on the other side, we'll talk about the future of Chris Sale and the White Sox. Will they stay married? We'll talk about it right after this.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks. No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
It is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. Of course, at Sports Byline USA. Joe, continuing your thoughts.
We'll
go back and forth. This is fun.
Well, I think we're both on the same page. There's not much to argue about here.
No.
Chris Sale was wrong. He acted like a petulant child and threw a temper tantrum. You know, the fact that this is not the first time and that he has a hot temper doesn't make it right. It actually makes it worse. You know, you just can't accord yourself like that in a place of business, whatever your business is. You know, stockbroker, financial analyst, you know, a cashier at a supermarket or a baseball player. This is not how you accord yourself. And, you know, it's another example of his immaturity. That said, and we both feel the same way. We feel that Chris Sale is 90 to 90 plus percent responsible for this, with a little culpability falling on the Chicago White Sox as it relates to communication. It's not communication that's obligatory, but, you know, in the big ego world of professional sports, it probably would have been smart business to communicate what's going on in advance with Chris Sale. That said, you know, the relationship between Chris Sale and this organization is, to be fair, contentious. You know, going back to the Adam and Drake LaRoche situation, the recent trade rumors and the fact that they haven't denied listening to trade offers, you now put this in play. And the question that begs to be asked, with the White Sox being disappointing this year and not in it as far as contending for either a wild card spot or a division crown in the American League, and the playoffs are not in their future this year, is Chris Sale a guy that you perhaps trade before the deadline? It's a market at the deadline that has no number one or number two starters out there, and Chris Sale would be that, and he could bring you back the absolute mother load of pieces to help you restock and retool your team. So is that a smart piece of business for Ken Williams and Rick Hahn, the general manager of the Chicago White Sox, in the face of the relationship between Chris Sale and the team as it relates to the front office? Do they act on some of these things, and do they pull the trigger should they get the right offer and actually trade Chris Sale?
Well, it would have to be the ultimate right offer. I mean, other general managers are going to perceive that they're trading from a position of weakness, but it's really not the case. They don't have to trade him. They can put up with this. But to me, it also sidebars into a different question. You know, you have an easy rider manager in that clubhouse, Joe, in Robin Ventura. And will the perception be that the inmates are running the asylum rather than the other way around? And you know, again, all kinds of layers to your question because of the fact, all right, let's just say for the sake of discussion, you managed to find a trading partner with Chris Sale. Are you bringing in major league ready guys? Are you able to get elite prospects who are a year and a half, 2 years away, but I mean truly elite prospects from another organization? And what does that mean for that clubhouse? Does it mean that you're rebuilding on the fly? Does it mean that you're going to all of a sudden change gears and Ventura is not your guy, which he may not be anyway at the end of the year, and you bring in some hard ass, Harry Hard Ass, to come in and ride herd in that clubhouse? If you keep Chris Sale and Ventura ends up going out the door, you're posed with the same question. He's an easy rider kind of guy. Who's running that clubhouse? Is it the players or is it the manager? And do you bring in said Harry Hardass to come in and kick some butt? And how does a guy like Chris Sale respond to that? There's so many things that are going on here. These questions are going to be answered at the trade deadline. I think if they find the right dance partner, Joe, they pull the trigger on it. I think they've had enough of this guy.
Well, it's going to have to be a motherlode trade, and it's going to be a Herschel Walker-like trade. And you alluded to, do they get prospects that are near major league ready? Do they get guys that are, you know, in the top 50 or top 100 in baseball America? The answer to that question is yes to both. Here's what it's going to take. When you consider everything out in front of you and forget the temper tantrum aside, it really doesn't compromise the White Sox situation as it relates to trade partners for a number of reasons. They can revisit it again in the offseason, or they can continue to revisit this for years to come. But I'll go through why in this. And really, why is because of the contract situation.
Right.
When you look at Sale's contract, he's the biggest bargain in Major League Baseball today. He's a young, true number one starter who's under team control through the 2019 season. And in a market where true number one pitchers, a la the David Prices and the other, you know, the Clayton Kershaws, the Jake Arrieta's, those type of true number one pitchers are going to make $30+ million a year over the course of 6 or 7 years. Well, when you look at Chris Sale, who is a number one pitcher in that, the number one starter in that vein, next season, $12 million. 2018 season, $12.5 million. 2019 season, $15 million. So he'd be under team control for the balance of this year and the next three seasons, and you're getting him for somewhere in the area of 50 to 60% off. So that's an incredible bargain when you look at the dollars and cents. So in order for it to be realistic to trade Chris Sale, all these issues as far as his personality and maturity aside, it's going to take a Herschel Walker-like deal to move him. And it's going to take probably 4 to 5 prospects. Of those 4 to 5 prospects, 3 or 4 of them are going to have to be in Baseball America's top 100. And of those 4 or 5, 2 of them are going to have to be ready to help in the not-too-distant future. And when I say not-too-distant future, 2 of those guys have to be in either AA or AAA, with the balance of these great prospects being somewhere in high A ball and being very much highly coveted in a couple of years down the line.
Right.
Anything short of a deal of that nature, and the White Sox just hang on to Chris Sale, perhaps until they get that deal, or they ride this out, do a quick reboot on a team they thought would contend this year, and see what happens going forward. If they strike out again, you can always keep trying to trade Chris Sale. As I said, under team control through the 2019 season at a bargain basement price, basically has a 50% off sticker on him, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with him.
Yep, no question about it. All the things that you listed there are 100% valid. And ultimately, it comes down to that decision in the room as to whether or not we've had enough of this guy or not. And they're going to entertain the options. There's absolutely no question about it. But again, this professional snowflake, and that's what he is, you know, is he going to pout because he's talked about being traded? Is he going to throw another temper tantrum because he might be moving to another team? You know, it just, I understand this is modern athletics. I'm not some ostrich that sticks his head in the sand. Oh, the good old days. You know, these guys, the agents are communicated with. They're told, hey, look, we've had some offers about Chris or whoever the player is, and, you know, we're listening, and we just want you to be aware of it. So now, is he going to take his ball and go pout? Is he going to tear up the locker room again? It's just even the fact that we're talking about this, Joe, is what's gotten under my skin today, because this is the ultimate example of what's wrong with athletics today, and he's the poster child of it now. There's other guys around all sports that do this kind of thing that we don't hear about, not necessarily cutting up uniforms, but the petulance and all the other things that go along with it. But, you know, you talked about him. Is he a leader in the clubhouse and everything else? I wouldn't let this guy lead my kid to school.
I never mentioned him as a leader in the clubhouse. I said he's a hell of a player who's extremely opinionated. I don't think he's a leader at all just because
he doesn't behave
himself as a leader. I said he's liked. I didn't say he was a leader because I don't see him as a leader.
Right,
Anybody that behaves himself like this is not a leader.
Well, actually, he
this is not how leader. This is not how leaders lead.
But let me rephrase. You said he's well-liked in the clubhouse. You're correct. I misspoke. But he's perceived as a leader in that clubhouse.
Maybe that's what's wrong with this team, and maybe that's why they've underwhelmed. This is not how leaders act, and this is not how leaders lead.
Right.
You know, there's a certain way leaders lead, and there's a certain way leaders don't lead. He doesn't lead the correct way. This is not how you lead, and maybe, just maybe, that's why this team is underwhelmed a little bit this year.
You know, you talked about all the numbers and stats there, and I think that all that stuff is spot on. You know, ultimately, the team has a lot of control over him going forward, and they're going to be able to pick and choose how they want to and if they want to move him. And I think he needs to get a reality check and recognize the fact he could pull this crap to a certain point. But when it comes right down to it, they're still signing his checks.
If he wants out of town, he'll pull enough crap to get himself out of town. With being under team control that long and at that much of a bargain, teams will empty their farm system to get Chris Sale. And there's a handful of teams that probably have the ammunition to get it done. You know, you've got teams like the Red Sox that probably have enough ammunition at the top of their farm system to get it done. The Dodgers have enough to get it done. The Nationals have enough to get it done. So there are teams out there that can get this done and make sure they get those two top 50 or top 100 prospects, along with a handful of other real strong prospects, and a couple of them being pretty near major league ready. You know, it's very, very doable. There's a handful of teams out there, and none of them will shy away just because of this, because the good outweighs the bad by so much. And the good is right side of 30, team control with it basically at 50 cents on the dollar, and a true number one elite pitcher in a market where you're not going to be able to find one. So teams will pay the mother load. So if the behavior continues to become that difficult for the White Sox to deal with, and it will be at some point for one of the big reasons that you entailed. Well, you said the White Sox still sign a check. At some point, he's going to feel like he's underpaid, even though the White Sox bought up his arbitration years and he made a bunch of extra money before he was arbitration eligible or once he became arbitration eligible. So the next layer of discontent may be coming. And that's why I think, while I don't think they'll be able to get this put together by the deadline, although I think there's an outside chance, I certainly think there's a real realistic chance that they revisit that in the off season, and that Chris Sale ends up on the move, because at some point he may become more trouble than he's worth, because there's a lot of evaluating that Rick Khanna and Ken Williams have to do. This team was built to contend now. It hasn't worked out that way. And, you know, Sale, we're talking about them selling Sale right now. And I think there's a chance, and I think there's teams with firepower out there that could make this deal.
Yep.
That said, I don't know that it comes together before the deadline. I think it's much more realistic to come together in this offseason for the same reasons. There's no real good starters that are going to be on a free agent market this offseason either. So that makes it, that also makes it realistic for it to happen in the offseason for them to get that mother load of prospects.
And with the
control, other pieces that the White Sox could trade going forward, you know, at the deadline are guys like Todd Frazier and David Robertson.
Right.
Because they've just disappointed.
Yeah, no question about it. Mm-hmm. We'll finish it up on the other side, but again, with that control, there's no need for them to rush.
Exactly right. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. We're Spano and Black on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today, The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let me tell you something. You black people come in here and put way too much cheese on the nachos, and then you go home and put it on your burger. Air not for your burger.
Scotty, Chris, said he had some new stuff for us.
Has Chris Sale leading us back to the attack. You put too much cheese on the burger. Can you imagine waiting on him in a restaurant?
No. I mean, I don't know that he acts like this outside of the clubhouse and outside of being on the field, although, they basically say he's...
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. He's a hot-tempered guy, Bob. But yeah. And again, to kind of wrap this up from the Chris Sale talk, and then an hour or two at the top, we'll get into, you know, all the other trade rumors around Major League Baseball as the deadline's just about a week away. And I guess the place, the spot where you could model the trade after is the Rangers and Phillies and Cole Hamels.
Yeah.
But I might even give up I think you could ask for even a little more for Chris Sale in that he's younger than Cole Hamels was when he was traded, just by a little bit.
Right.
And unlike Hamels, Hamels was signed long-term, but he was signed long-term at huge dollars. Sale's a bargain. So there's a couple of advantages there. But you look at what the Rangers gave up to get Cole Hamels. Jake Thompson, who was a double-A pitching prospect at the time, who's a double-A pitching prospect, ranked number 51 in the 2015 Baseball America prospect rankings. A double-A outfielder in Nick Williams, number 55. A catcher in Jorge Alfalo, number 59. So it was three top 100 pieces and one very close, plus two other pieces. So that's the template. It's going to be four big-time prospects, at least two in the top 100, and two of the four are going to be Major League ready, plus some other decent pieces. That's what it's going to take to get Chris Sale.
Yep.
Well, on that note, we'll step aside, do some more baseball and a little football in hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I genuinely believe that there's never been a candidate better prepared for the presidency than Hillary Clinton. She's not always flashy, and they're better speech makers, but she knows her stuff.
President Barack Obama supporting his former Secretary of State from Washington, D.C. While the president backs the candidate, the other candidate, Bernie Sanders, says that the DNC wasn't quite fair with him during the campaign.
The function of the DNC is to represent all of the candidates, to be fair and even-minded.
He was asked whether or not he had heard the questions about his Jewish faith.
I am not an atheist, but aside from all of that, I mean, it is an outrage and it's sad that you would have people in important positions in the DNC trying to undermine my campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
The chairman of the RNC talks about his counterpart and how things are different over there.
Neither party has total 100% unanimity, but it's how you lead and how you bring things together through times that are, you know, aren't the easiest. Today's events show, I think, really what an uphill climb the Democrats are facing this week in unifying their party and starting out the week by losing your party chairman over long-standing bitterness between factions. There's no way to keep something together.
Well, all the balloons have popped and the confetti has picked up off the floor. And now business as usual at Hopkins Airport following the record weekend of travel from the Republican National Convention. Frank Szabo said everything went pretty smoothly except for Southwest Airlines.
It's taken Southwest a few days to recover from that. And the trouble is that here in Cleveland, although Southwest has aircraft here in Cleveland, they didn't have sufficient crews to fly them.
USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates, and
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The pilot of a small plane is critically injured after crashing into a home in Haddam, Connecticut. Norman Hannenbaum says the plane hit his house.
All of a sudden, I heard this huge boom, and then I saw some of the rafters from the ceiling fall. And my television fell over, and the whole house shook.
Speaking of air travel, Senator Chuck Schumer says airport camera security needs to be beefed up.
Schumer is concerned about airport blind spots putting all of us in danger.
In large parts of Newark and LaGuardia airports, they're not security cameras. Those are one of the best tools law enforcement has to stop terrorism.
He says a review of security at those airports shows there are no cameras in baggage claim areas, pickup and drop-off points, and food courts. Schumer says it's an issue that must be addressed at airports across the nation.
On a lonely road between Phoenix, Arizona and Las Vegas, Nevada, four people dead following an accident involving a Dallas Cowboys team bus. No players from the team, no coaches from the team, just some officials. But the car they hit, four fatalities.
That transcends, you know, whatever we want to do as football, you know, fan clubs. You know, someone, you know, lost lives. They lost cousins, brothers, and everything. So that's more important. So we're upset about that.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. News 24 hours a day at usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, we can do just that. Good day, America. Welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Santa Roberto on the West Coast. You, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And Joe, we always talk about radio on the go. We've got devices, we've got platforms, we've got various different ways that whether you're on the way to work, on the way to the beach, or an outing, or you're just on the road traveling, you can grab not only this program, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Well said. And there's a number of ways to do it, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. A wealth of on-demand content in the form of archived interviews on our homepage, as well as that Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Again, wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio, again, that coveted app versatility, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based. Or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Indeed. And if you're overseas and we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, we know it's tough out there for you. You're serving the country, you're serving us, and you're protecting us, and we really, really appreciate it.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll rapid fire, set the table for hour number two, and then hit the ground running. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll get it started next right here on the Spano and Black Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. What do you say we set the table, my friend, for this big hour two of the Attack?
Let's do just that. A lot of it's going to be baseball, Bob. We've covered Chris Sale top to tail and, you know, his short and long-term future perhaps with the Chicago White Sox or somewhere else. And I think we've done as good a job as we can do weighing in with our thoughts on not only his behavior, but what this contentious relationship between the two sides could mean going forward and what it would take to pry Chris Sale away from the White Sox. So we'll move away from Chris Sale, and we'll talk about some of the latest rumors around Major League Baseball as it relates to guys perhaps having new addresses and what it's going to take to get them some new addresses. So we'll do all the trade deadline stuff with the trade deadline just about a week away. And then we'll roll into the NFL a little bit, talk about the passing of Denny Green at just 67 years old, and then talk about the troubles of Le'Veon Bell. That we'll squeeze all that in an hour, and there probably will be room for nothing else, so that's where we'll go.
Distinct possibility in trade deadline. You know, it's getting hot and heavy as we get towards it on August 1st, and there's all kinds of rumor and speculation out there, my friend.
There sure is, Bob, and we spent the entirety of Hour 1 talking about the White Sox, so we'll start with them as we roll into Hour 2 and what direction they could take, and then we'll get into some of the more heated and more focused on rumors and news. And, you know, we talked about Chris Sale and what it would take to pry him away at the deadline, and, you know, there are about a half a dozen teams out there with what's needed to get it done, from the Red Sox to the Astros to the Cubs to the Nationals. There's a number of teams, the Rangers. So there's a handful of teams that could do it and would be a logical fit and have that need. So it wouldn't be completely unheard of if it happened. That said, if he makes his start Thursday against the Cubs, he's staying right where he is, and likely it can be revisited in the offseason as teams look at the starting pitching market and free agency and say, boy, if we need a number one starter, it's not happening via free agency. And then I think it's more likely that Sale gets moved there. Right. That said, this year, a disappointing year in the south side of Chicago. They spent some money. They were aggressive in the offseason, and they really thought that this team could contend in the AL Central. Well, they're pretty well out of the AL Central race, and they're pretty well out of the wild card race. That said, they're going to be sellers. We don't think Sale will get sold. We think they'll listen and continue to listen, but I don't think that deal comes together until perhaps the offseason. A couple of other pieces I could see getting moved right away. Todd Frazier. There are teams out there looking for a corner infield bat and need power, like the Mets. And there are others out there that need that corner infield power. And Todd Frazier could probably fetch you a pretty big haul back because he can help some teams, and there's not that many difference-making power corner infielders that are going to come available at the deadline. So I could see the White Sox, for the right haul, moving Todd Frazier along, because while he hits for great power and he can play third or first base, you know, there's a little bit of Rob Deere in his game. You know, yep. The 212 batting average and the pace of nearly 200 strikeouts over the course of the season make him a good but flawed player. And the kind of guy, if you're in retweaking or rebuilding mode, depending on how it all goes down, it's the kind of guy you move for potentially better parts on a few of them.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's fair to say that it's going to be interesting if they are able to move him, what kind of haul they get, because you mentioned the all or nothing aspect of his game, which it you shy away from that to a certain point if you're a particular major league team. However, if you're an all or nothing team, and you mentioned that with the Mets, they have trouble getting guys on base at the top of the lineup.
More nothing than all in their case.
and they only win when they hit home runs. You know, so to a certain degree, he would fit into their lineup. But the problem is that they're actually looking for other pieces who can contribute more of the, hey, I get on base to set up other people in the lineup. And it's a tough dilemma.
That's code for cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is to a certain point, but you know something, it particularly with them, their situation is so unique because of the uncertainty of David Wright's career at this point. The versatility of Todd Frazier to come in, play third base. Lucas Dude is resuming baseball activities, but he had a fracture in his back, so he can shuffle off to first base if necessary. He gives them a bit of versatility. That's on the plus. But, boy, that all or nothing, that Rob Deere-esque baseball statistics that he carries around in his briefcase, it to me, that's not particularly appealing for the Mets. And, you know, I think it's a good fit, but I don't know that it's the kind of fit that I would pull the trigger on if I'm sitting in their position.
I can understand that, but he is one of those guys that could be on the move for the White Sox if they get the right offer. Another guy that could be on the move, I know he's got a limited no trade clause in his contract, but there are a bunch of teams out there looking for bullpen help. David Robertson's contract, which looked like a huge one a couple of years back, has him under team control until the end of the 2018 season at salary figures for 2017 of $12 million and 2018 of $13 million. He does have a limited no-trade clause in his deal, which I'm trying to look up the details of. But, you know, he's a guy that could help a lot of baseball teams.
Yeah. I mean, it would cut into the market if he was willing to waive. And also, it depends. It's usually just a couple of teams that they don't want to go to. So
it's real easy. His no-trade clause, and I just got it for you. It's only protection from being traded to five teams: Detroit Tigers, Los Angeles Dodgers, New York Mets, Oakland A's, Philadelphia Phillies. Everybody else is fair game. And when you look outside of the Dodgers, right, Nobody else is going to be really trading for big-time right. relief help.
Right.
So here's a guy that could fetch a pretty good haul. If you use the Mike Montgomery trade as a guide to what a guy like David Robertson could haul, he can bring you back an awful lot that can help you. And when you're out of contention on any given year, hanging on to your closer is not something that really benefits you.
Well, you know, it also, though, it could end up dictating the market to a certain. Well, I think Chapman is a unique specimen because of the 105. But it, again, you know, we saw the Cubs kind of circumvent having to give away a couple of the guys that they would prefer not to trade. They could get involved with somebody like that, and Robertson has closed before. You know, he's somebody that they could get involved with as well, and perhaps not have to give away the farm, as it were, and maybe short circuit a couple of those other teams that are looking to deal their bullpen.
Okay. I mean, you know, I haven't heard the Cubs on Robertson, but I think it's a smart piece of business for the White Sox to float him out there.
Yeah.
You know, and do it quickly, because here's the deal. Here's what's going on. And you mentioned Aroldis Chapman. Yankees have him out there first. Looks like the Cubs are the overwhelming favorite in the Chapman sweepstakes. That's what we hear. These things change all the time. And until the Yankees get clear of Aroldis Chapman as it relates to moving him, they're not going to look at moving Andrew Miller, who they will consider moving, but who they will also consider keeping,
right,
depending on what they're offered. So that said, if I was the White Sox, I'd get Robertson out there quickly and put yourself in a position where, hey, you want to address you want to address some of your bullpen needs, do it now, do it quickly, get to the front of the list, and don't be caught holding the bag, and it keeps other teams from beating you to the punch. But I think they can get a hefty haul for a David Robertson. And he would be somebody that would help a lot of bullpens, add some length. I don't know that he necessarily steps in as your closer, depending on your situation, but he can certainly help your back end for sure.
Yep, he's done it both ways, so we'll see.
More baseball trade deadline talk right after this. Very brief. Time out.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're having fun with baseball today, and we're talking some trade deadline here. And there's some interesting rumors bouncing around out there, Joe. And, you know, we were talking bullpens and Chapman more than likely going somewhere, and the Cubs looking like the dance partner. But I found this one interesting, just to backtrack here for a second. And the Mets offering Travis d'Arnaud for Jonathan Lucroy, even up.
And the Brewers got laughed at.
Yep.
Rightfully so. Well, I think Travis d'Arnaud has a world of potential. He's become a defensive liability, particularly his inability to throw out runners. And while he shows that he's got the potential to be a terrific hitter from the catcher position, the guy's never healthy.
Yep.
You know, and Matthew Lucroy is somebody that a lot of teams are going to covet at the deadline, although I'm not always a big fan of trading for a catcher midseason and trying to get him to used to your rotation and your bullpen on the fly. But that said, there are a bunch of teams in need of catcher help that have that are going to make far sweeter offers than Travis d'Arnaud straight up for Matthew Lucroy.
Yeah, no question about it. But again, I found it interesting that of all their needs, the Mets were willing to make that kind of move. Strange.
Well, you can't rely on d'Arnaud to catch every day, and you need a bat. He's a bat. He's both. He's multifaceted help for you. So I understand completely why they do it. You know, but you know they're going to have to sweeten the pot quite a bit to be a real contender in their Matthew Lucroy sweepstakes.
Yep.
But we were mentioning, we talked to White Sox and, you know, possibly Todd Frazier. I really think they should float David Robertson out there. I think they can get themselves a pretty haul for a guy that is a pretty good closer. I mean, he's not a great closer, and most of these teams that would trade for him would be putting him into a setup role. And, you know, he would fetch you a top 100 prospect and another good prospect. I think that's a fair haul, you know, based on what's happening. And it would be a back of the top 100 type prospect and another prospect that's, you know, approaching major league ready that falls outside that top 100. And I think that would be a realistic haul, and that could help the White Sox quite a bit because, as we talked about, if you're not in it, there's no reason to keep your closer. You'll build another one or go grab another one in the offseason. That said, you mentioned Aroldis Chapman, and you're right. The Cubs look like they've emerged as the trade partner for the Yankees as it relates to Aroldis Chapman. And the deal that they're building looks like it's going to be around a high Class A prospect that plays shortstops for the Cubs. It's Gleyber Torres, who's ranked somewhere, depending on which service you look at and which version and which update you look at. According to Baseball America, he's 27th ranked prospect. I've seen services that have done their reboots at midseason that have him as high as 15. This is a top-ranked shortstop prospect playing high Class A baseball. He's going to be the centerpiece of the Aroldis Chapman trade if and when it gets done with the Cubs. There's going to be other pieces involved that are borderline top. Maybe one more is going to be a borderline top 100 prospect. There's also going to be a guy that's near major league ready in all of this. Because in Torres, you're getting a guy that's 2 to 3 years away. And he's considered a big-time prospect.
Yeah.
He does everything well but hit for power. They think there's a potential for that power to develop. And he may be a guy capable of changing positions as well, because the Yankees are in love with what Didi Gregorius has become, and they believe he's their long-term answer at shortstop.
Maybe this is a guy
that becomes their third baseman. Maybe it's a guy that becomes their third baseman if they decide to trade Starlin Castro going forward as this kid develops and flip him for other pieces that could help continue to forward their future down the line. But that looks like the rumored deal. And, you know, the market's kind of been set for these relievers, and whatever the Yankees get for Chapman will really reset and reboot the market and give you an idea of what frontline back-of-the-bullpen relievers are going to fetch you in this market. And if he gets you two top 100 prospects, the Yankees have done themselves a great favor.
Yeah, I guess, but I'm not so sure if he's the centerpiece of the deal that I'm not looking elsewhere to perhaps fortify the farm system in places where I'm in more of need. You know, again, some of the things that you mentioned there, the speculative about whether or not the kid's going to hit for power down the line, switching positions, which he would probably have to do as the Yankees are constituted right now. I mean, you know, D.D. Gregorius, not that they're ever going to say Derek who, but the fact that here was an underachieving, at least as far as his hitting, kid who came into the pressure of replacing a legend in New York, has done everything and more that they've asked of him. I find it odd that the Yankees would put the centerpiece of a deal that involved a shortstop prospect, unless they plan on shuffling other pieces. But as you and I have talked about with the Yankees, right now, their strength is that infield combo. They're young, they're talented, one's an all-star. You know, the other one has the potential to be an all-star. And I get it. You have to put depth into your system and all that kind of good stuff. But they also have other shortstop prospects in their system that they're very high on. So
Most notably, Jorge Mateo, who's closer than Torres to getting to the major leagues.
Right.
But so, again, you got to build depth and you got to get the best, most highly coveted prospects that you can. And then you move them around perhaps as need be, either by position or you flip them for other, you know, major league guys or guys that are playing other positions that are coveted prospects. You know, you got to get the best talent you can. When you make these type of trades for prospects, it's all about upgrading talent. And he's not going to be the only top 100 prospects that comes out of the Cubs. And the other guy they're going to get is probably going to be a lot closer to major league ready than Torres.
No question about it. However, I wouldn't be surprised, because there are other teams in the equation. And as hot and heavy as the Cubs appear to be with this, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a dark horse out there that sweetens the deal a little bit that maybe the Yankees end up tilting towards when it's all said and done, just because of the depth that they have at that particular position and the risk associated with whether or not this kid's going to hit for power or not.
Well, I'll give you two teams that could sweeten the pot and really force the Cubs to do something more than they're currently doing. And that's the Washington Nationals,
who would like
bullpen help. And they are loaded with top prospects. And some of them are a lot closer to major league ready than the Cubbies guys. The other one is the Indians. Yankees need young corner outfielders, don't they?
Well,
the Indians got two of them. They just promoted to AAA. They could really get involved. If the Indians decide to go hard and not hold out and wait for Andrew Miller, which is the rumor that they're throwing out there, they could go hard for Chapman. Although I think it's unlikely, and I think what they'll do is they'll go hard for Andrew Miller and pay, because he'll be somebody they'll be able to keep under team control for a while. But you're right, there are teams out there that could make this a longer dance. And we'll see what happens. You know, once the trade actually comes out, they tell us who else is in it. As I understand, building the package around Torres, I'll reserve judgment on what the Yankees get until I see what the rest of the package is.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll
throw a dark horse out at you that you know, they have depth. And they've been in love with Chapman before. That's the Houston Astros. They've done the dance with him before. And, again, a team that's on the come, they've got a lot of young players. They can make a deal for some closer to major league ready guys with the Yankees and get that involved.
That's a possibility. I think they spent so many resources to bring Ken Giles over. And I know their bullpen's been a little messy this year, and they haven't exactly gotten what they wanted. And that it's a possibility that this could happen. I just don't know. They've depleted a lot of their pen, a lot of their prospects. I know they still have some depth left, but I don't know if that's a direction they go. The other dark horse is the Rangers. Rangers need help everywhere. That's one of the places. So there are a lot of suitors still out there for the services of Aroldis Chapman. We're hearing right now that it's close between the Cubs and the Yankees. And the Yankees make sure to get that out there. So that way everybody else comes a calling and says, whoa, before you do this, we got something a little better. So who knows how many dips and turns and twists this takes before it actually happens. Right now, at this point, Cubs are the favorite. Deal's built around Gleyber Torres. there's going to be other pieces included in the deal. That said, as you said, somebody else could sweep in the 24th or 23rd hour and change the complexion of the Aroldis Chapman deal.
Speaking of the Astros, Alex Bregman, bringing him up, and he's going to play. A.J. Hinch is going to try to find a way to get him into the lineup. They don't bring him up to sit there.
No, absolutely not. For the short term, and this is a top-ranked prospect, top 10 by Baseball America. His primary position is shortstop, but he's blocked. You know, there's a couple of guys in his way. You know, Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve is the double play combination of going nowhere. He'll add offense, but he's going to add it playing in the corner outfield spots, playing some third base. He's going to be given initially a Ben Zobrist-like role. Now, I don't know if this is to showcase him and ultimately trade him. You know, because really he's a great prospect, but he's blocked. He doesn't have a position for the Astros.
I find it interesting they're bringing him up as the Yankees are coming to town.
Interesting. All right. It's ironic. Again, you know, the Astros could also use an outfield bat. It could be a showcase for Carlos Beltran. We'll talk about that. We'll get to the football also in the next segment, but we still got some baseball to deal with. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Well, how could you not? Welcome back to The Attack. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bob.
You know, we were talking about the dogs before. I got a bird that wants to sit on my shoulder. I swear to God, this thing keeps bouncing off the studio window and chirping at me.
Let him do the show.
Must have heard the conversation about pets and decided it wanted to be a part of the program.
Can't be any worse than us. Let him do the show. Probably more entertaining.
Yeah, not today.
That said, what do you say we dive back into Major League Baseball trade deadline, wealth of rumors, 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, and it's the way to hang out with us here on The Attack, and you can talk to us about anything we've talked about thus far. Any of the rumors as it relates to your favorite team or your thoughts on Chris Sale and his immaturity? You've heard always. We'd love to hear yours either at 800-878-7529 or on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And we promise we'll get to the NFL stuff, albeit quickly, before we get out the door here. But, you know, we talked a lot about the rumors, and I think you're right. The Yankees will listen to everybody's offers. And depending on what they get, while the Cubs are the favorite right now, these things change all the time. You know, I heard a few days ago it was lock, stock, and barrel LeCroy to the Indians. That didn't happen. So everybody floats everything out there. And once I see how the trade ends up working out for Chapman, we're going to have a great idea of what this closer market's going to look like. But again, you mentioned Alex Bregman being called up by the Astros. This is a truly elite prospect. The number one shortstop, arguably, you know, the number one shortstop prospect in all of baseball, top 10 prospect by all the services, ready to play now, blocked in the Astros organization. They're going to bring him up. They need another bat. They need to hit better. And they're going to use him a la Ben Zobrist was used earlier in his career. He's going to play just about every day, but he's going to play a different position all the time. I think long term, he's going to be the centerpiece of a huge trade that brings them an impact player. Because I just don't believe you keep a guy that's this highly touted of a prospect who's blocked.
Right.
I don't think you shoehorn him into other positions around the field. I think what you do is you take him and you trade him as part of a package for a truly impact player at a position of obvious need.
With the possibility and probability of the Yankees moving both Beltran and Chapman, would the two of them going for him straight up be something the Astros would do?
Excuse me? What was that deal you offered again? Both Beltran and Chapman, and all you get is Bregman?
Well,
no,
he's
not going to happen.
He's in the major leagues, and you literally
not gonna happen.
Plug him immediately.
I understand that. Again, he doesn't have a position for the Yankees either. He's blocked there too. They got a shortstop in the way.
Well,
that
you
said Well, wait a minute. That said, Bregman alone's not going to get it done. You know, a Lance McCullers Jr. perhaps, who's in the Astros rotation right now, might be the additional piece, plus one of their prospects.
All right.
You know, there's no way in the world you're taking two of the 10 most coveted chips at the deadline and sending them both to one team, even if they're rentals, and getting one top, and albeit top prospect back at a position that's blocked in return. There's going to have to be a lot more coming. You're selling yourself way short if you're giving away two chips for one prospect. It just doesn't work like that. Still a prospect, as you always say, still a prospect until you prove otherwise. You're not sending two of those guys out and getting one back in return. That's not how this business works.
Well, if you added an additional piece that's major league ready as well, I might be tempted. Because, look, this kid
hits you'd get fired quickly as GM.
I don't think so. This kid hits with power. And they're going to, as you said, move him around like a Ben Zobrist type of player. The Yankees could make a decision and say, hey, look, we believe he can either play A, the outfield, B, third base, and just plug him in, and they got a guy for 10 years. 10-year guys don't come along very often. Look, I'm not going to contradict myself. Prospects are suspects until proven otherwise. But this
guy,
which
is why two major league proven guys that could help people that are two of the 10 most coveted chips at the deadline are not going to go for one prospect.
Well, maybe you do throw in a McCullers Jr., but what I'm saying is, that being said, if he's included in a package, and even if it just involves one other player, I like that better than what I like the Cubs, at least as far as what I've been reading about.
Yeah, but you made me out. But here's the problem. You made me give away another chip that I can go out on my own and get a ton for. In Carlos Beltran, teams need impact outfield bats at this deadline, and you're making me include him in the trade to get just Bregman. Now, it's one thing. If you make it both of those guys, well, then I want Lance McCullers Jr.
Okay.
And perhaps I want Joe Musgrove, which is a right-handed pitcher who's a top 100 candidate, and he's probably one of their best minor league prospects left in the organization as they keep calling up guys, and he's close to major league ready. So you'd get two major league ready right-handed pitchers, one that I know can start for me down, you know, in the short term in McCullers, and one that could start for me in a not too distant future in Musgrove, along with Bregman. And maybe now you can get both. Maybe now you have a chance of plying both guys away from me. Beyond that, no way. You're not even close.
Okay.
So that said, and I guess there's other rumors around, as you talked about LaCroix, whole bunch of teams trying to move on Matt LaCroix. But let's hit some of the rest of the rumors real quick, and then we'll move on to the football in the time we have remaining, Bob. I know LaCroix is one of them. Again, let's see what else we got. I know the Padres trying to move Derek Norris. There's teams out there that need catching help. You know, we've talked about LaCroix. We talked about Chapman. We talked about Beltran. Miller, the Yankees could go either way because he's under team control going forward. I could see the Yankees also putting, depending on how they handle this, Brett Gardner out there, Ivan Nova out there, and both of those guys could command something that could help the Yankees coming back.
I'll throw a risk out at you. Brett Gardner, Shelby Miller. You do it?
Do I do it? No brainer, yeah. I'm down on Brett Gardner. But why is Arizona, after they traded a ton of their farm system, and I understand the struggles of Shelby Miller, but why would they want Brett Gardner back? How does he help them?
I'm throwing the name just on the aspect of they want Shelby Miller out of town real bad. It doesn't even have to necessarily be for Brett Gardner. I'm just throwing
I understand he's down in the minors after going 2-9, but if I'm the Yankees, I'd do this in a second. I don't care how bad Shelby Miller is right now.
I'll tell you
Brett Gardner's on the downslide. He's a nice little player. But if I can get a guy with the upside of a Shelby Miller, I'm doing that in a heartbeat. And
I'll tell you.
Boy, you know, once they make that deal, boy, would the organization out there in Arizona be roundly criticized.
I tell you, they're in bad shape out there. I mean, I've been looking at the moves that they've made, and just they were denying that they were willing to move Zach Greinke. Well, no kidding.
Hey, if you're going to reboot, you put him out there on the market, even with the
salary on.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's no number one starters out there on the market. Teams need number one starters. He's that. I know it's been a down year and all the struggles, Bob. You know, you say that, but there are teams that'll pay, and they'll pay a handsome price. When you can't get something and suddenly it comes out there, boy, you get a bidding war going. Just saying.
Okay. A little Hall of Fame?
Yeah, why not?
Before we go to football?
We're not going to have time to get to football. We only got five minutes left.
Then you know something? We should go to football and pay a little homage to Denny.
Fire it up.
Well, Denny Green, as you said, passing away way too young. And, he was just a quality football coach. He just was. You know, was he a championship guy? No, he wasn't. But he was a quality football coach. He was beloved by his players, and he was beloved by his assistants. And one of the more interesting articles I found was that when he was coaching Minnesota, Joe, and this was Tony Dungy talking about this, he made sure that his assistant coaches had lives. that they weren't just, you know, locked into rooms for 18 hours, 20 hours a day. And he made sure that their coaches had a quality of life as well as a life inside of football. And Denny Green, you know, he's famous for the rant, but he was a pretty solid coach and from all accounts, a real solid guy.
Real solid guy, good solid NFL football coach that could certainly get your team to the playoffs. Had some good success at college at Stanford. And, you know, all around good guy, good human being, better human being than he was a football man even. And it's too bad to see him pass at 67, Bob.
And Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bell's in a lot of trouble. And what I mean by a lot of trouble, Le'Veon Bell is truly one of the best running backs in the league when he gets on the field. Last year, beset by, you know, injuries ended up costing him most of the season once he did get back on the field. But before that, there was a DUI arrest and possession of marijuana and a two-game suspension that resulted from the NFL. This offseason, he misses a whole bunch of drug tests, and we wonder why. That said, the resulting missed drug test will lead to a four-game suspension in the walk year of his contract. So a guy with enough talent, a complete package and productive package, who was going to go out onto the free agent market and be one of the highest paid running backs in the NFL, well, those plans for him just went literally and figuratively up in smoke.
Nice.
Because when he hits the market, I'm not even sure the Steelers are going to want him back. And I'm not even sure they're going to make a competitive offer to bring him back. But I think when he does hit the market, he's going to be unpleasantly surprised at the lack of long-term and big-money contracts that are offered to Le'Veon Bell because of how close he is to spending a very long period of time on the sidelines as a result of his inabilities to deal with substance abuse.
Yep, and this is something that it's perpetual in the National Football League, but with this particular guy, he's building a bad resume. And you mentioned the DUI, and you know, back in June, they talked to him about the rumors during, you know, interviews and mini camps and all this about the, you know, missing drug tests. And No, that didn't happen. I'm fine. I haven't missed any drug tests. I can't keep talking about the drug tests. I said too much already, so I can't keep talking about it. They're going to say what they're going to say. Well, turns out he did miss the tests. The league is taking action. And I think you're spot on right. When he hits that market, he's going to be extremely disappointed as to what is offered. And even if the Steelers decide to bring him back, it's going to be at a rate that he is not going to be happy with. And although the talent is there, as you said, he's one miss away from being out for a long period of time. Teams can't afford to place their hopes on a guy that they may end up losing for an extended period. You just can't do it.
Well said. And therefore, your price goes down and the length of deal goes down. Guys aren't going to trust a guy that they know is, you know, one positive test or one missed test away from missing half a year or more. If we can't get you on the field, whether it be because of injury or whether it be because of lack of responsibility, we can't count on you. It's as simple as that. And we're not going to pay somebody we can't count on. It's not a matter of talent. It's a matter of maturity. In his case, his immaturity is going to cost him tens of millions of dollars. We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's been a fun show, man. We had a lot of stuff to talk about and went at it hammer and tongs as we usually do. But, you know, it's funny, Joe, you were talking about Le'Veon Bell really cutting his own legs out from under him and here you go, and to piggyback that a little bit, at a position that is probably the least valued position in the National Football League.
Great point. Didn't even get to that part of it, but you're spot on right. Not only is it a position where they rarely pay a premium for these guys, unless everything is in your corner, and that means productive not only in the running game but in the passing game. Check. Well under 30. With a lot of tread left on the tire, check. Yep. So those are the columns. Can pick up the blitz, check. So he checks all the columns as far as he's the rare running back that you'd go out and pay, you know, $10-plus million a year in a long-term deal in the market. Here's the problem. Can he stay on the field? X. And this is not about injuries. You know what this is about? I like to get high more than I like going to work. And, you know, he's not many strikes away from being a Josh Gordon type. Those guys don't get big contracts. You know what they get? They get, come to work and show us. And they never get a big deal because they're never closer to being out from under and you never can trust them.
That's exactly right.
Well, on that note, we leave. As Bob said, hammer and tong all the way through. We'll hit it hard, hot and heavy tomorrow as well. Because there's going to be a lot to talk about as the Major League Baseball trade deadline inches closer. But we want to thank all of you for hanging out with us today. It was a great show. Thanks to Robert. Again, thanks to all of you. Till tomorrow morning. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.